no doubt about it. When he left the batter's box, that was a two-bagger. Now Contreras, one of baseball's hottest hitters. One for three tonight. And the pitch down low and blocked nicely by Pinto, who is now doing the catching. One ball and no strikes. Runner at second, nobody out. Down 1-0. And the pitch by Adam. Swing and a miss. That was a breaking ball that Contreras got out in front of and tried to pull it. Jason Adams sets again and delivers. Line to right in the gap, gonna be caught. Oh man. He hit an absolute bullet to the gap in right center. Palacios got there in a hurry and no movement by Sal Frelick. You can't hit it any better than that. And it looked, when it left the bat, like it was going to be in the gap. But Palacios got there in a hurry, and nothing you can do about it. Frelick left second base, thinking maybe. So he had to come back and tag. And that prevented him from getting another 90 feet. All right. Ooh. Willie Adames is the batter now. 20,395 are here tonight. And for the most part, sticking around. And time called momentarily. All right. New sign, Pinto, and we're ready. The stretch. And now the pitch. Willie swings and misses. Down and away with a slider. Nothing and one on the Brewers shortstop. Jason Adam all set again. Here he comes. Swing and a miss again. Down low and away off the outside, and Adames went after it. Willie is 0 for 3 tonight. Pinto setting up down low and away. Here he comes. Low and away. That one well off the outside corner. Ball one and strike two. Last time out for Jason Adam in that series against Detroit. Here he comes upstairs. 2-2 now. Up until that base hit by Frelick, he had retired 15 of the last 16 that he faced. 2-2 pitch coming. Here it is. Check swing in time. Tried to get him to chase again. Full count, 3-2. And Adames will step out. Jake Bowers is due next. Pinto, call time momentarily. Now we're all set to go again. New sign for Adam. Breaking ball here or not? Let's see. Here it is. A breaking ball. Drop low and inside. He walked him. crew in business. Two on, only one out.
This is the first time tonight the Brewers have had multiple base runners on in an inning.
It's been lean tonight. Lane. Jake Bowers tonight. A couple of strikeouts and a fly to center. And the pitch. That's good. Knee high right down the middle. Tying run is at second base. The winner is at first. There they go. And the pitch. Strike two. With runners moving to second and third. Frelick and Adames took off after Jason Adam took one look at him. He was coming home and they took off. Unchallenged. Now a base hit here could win it. The stretch and the pitch down low and inside, a save that time by Pinto. Big stolen bases there. Delta Dental, always, you bet. And a base hit could win it. Here it is. Swing and a foul. That was down low and inside, and I thought he fouled it. And now Pat Murphy is out there talking with the home plate umpire, and I thought I heard a foul tip. And the home plate umpire is calling the batter back. He is sending Frelick back to third. That would mean Adames is going to head back too. They are now talking with Pat Murphy. I don't know what the argument would be here for Pat, but it looked like, or I heard anyway, from our vantage point, maybe a foul tip.
It sounded like a foul tip. The first replay we saw, that looks really close. And Pat Murphy's still talking to the umpires. This is not reviewable. So hey, the Brewers aren't going to win this argument, unfortunately.
No. And both umpires now are, you know, they're nodding in agreement. But Pat Murphy, on the other hand, is arguing. Huh?
That was, he wasn't even close to hitting it.
I don't think so. And again, as we tell you all the time, we get a second, third, fourth, fifth look at it. The umpire calls it right now. And as he swung and missed, evidently, the ball got by Pinto. And Frelick came home easily.
I mean, Uke, this is huge because obviously the tying run would have scored, but also you'd have the winning run at third, and Bowers reached first, so you would have had a chance to hit a ground ball or a fly ball and win this game.
You got it. You got it. And it's, you know what it is? It's, I mean, it's back-to-back series because the argument was all day long and all night after the New York series and the call made on the play by Aaron Judge. And Pat Murphy now is in a heated argument with both umpires, and Ricky Weeks is out there to try and get Pat Murphy off the playing field.
Yeah, he's been ejected.
He's gone.
And he deserves to get his money's worth here because
he's going to.
They got it wrong.
If anybody admits this, that they got it wrong, it's not going to work twice in a row. And Pat Murphy has been ejected, as Lane said a moment ago. Ricky Weeks has got him back to the dugout. And
that's one of the worst misses I've seen on a play like that. He was 6 inches with the bat from the ball.
It's as we said a moment ago, I thought I heard the foul tip, but when you look at the play, not even close.
That's right.
Well, Reese Hoskins with a chance to tie it or win it. And the pitch up and in, one ball and no strikes. Two are out. And he's ready again. And the pitch. Oh, look out. Reese Hoskins just got hit by a pitch. Wow.
So if you're wondering why Bowers was out, he was called for batter's interference. And so that's why he didn't get to get back in the box after what was originally called a foul.
Did Bowers interfere with the catcher?
His backswing hit the helmet of the catcher, Pete.
Okay, that's the reason why they got the extra shot and the ejection for Murphy. Strike on a breaking ball. They're loaded now with two outs. And Bowers gone on interference. I'm telling you, maybe that's what we heard, Lane. It's got to be. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Two strikes. The foul ball that we thought was Bowers' bat hitting the catcher's mask or helmet. Got to be.
Yeah.
Two-strike delivery now on Perkins. Here it is. Hey, struck him out swinging, and this one is over. Well, we're going to hear more about this one. I guarantee you that. Bottom line is, Tampa Bay takes the opener of the series. They make a one-run lead in the opening inning, stand up. That's the final. 1-0 Tampa Bay, back with the totals and the summaries after this on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by America.
Why is construction work in Wisconsin at an all-time high? The federal bipartisan infrastructure law provided funding boosts for critical road and bridge projects, airport improvements, and broadband expansion. The Inflation Reduction Act accelerated utility-scale solar and wind projects. Senator Tammy Baldwin helped get these measures enacted. Call Senator Baldwin and thank her for creating good-paying construction jobs for Wisconsin.
Paid for by Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Inc.
It's that time of year again, Wisconsin. Hunting season is back. Before you head out, remember that safety is always the number one target for a successful hunt. So when you're out in the woods this season, practice these simple tips. Treat every firearm like it's loaded. Always point your muzzle in a safe direction. Be certain of your target and don't touch the trigger until you're ready to shoot. For more safety tips, visit dnr.wisconsin.gov. Brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources.
Dear baseball fans, Toyota's 2024 lineup is a grand slam. Leading off, the RAV4, a utility player that's not afraid to get dirty. On deck, the roomy Highlander, followed by the fuel-efficient Corolla. Next up is our slugger, the rugged new Tacoma. And rounding out the order, the stylish Camry. For more, visit toyota.com or your local Toyota dealership. Toyota, let's go places.
At Blaine's Farm and Fleet, we get you tires and batteries, trust and care, because we get you. So get out on the road and stay safe with quality automotive parts and service at unbeatable prices. Right now, select tires or buy three, get one free with up to $100 consumer rebate on select Goodyear tires when you buy four. Assorted Blaine's Farm and Fleet vehicle batteries start at $43.99. And 5-gallon Midwest can fuel cans, your choice, just $19.99. Tires and batteries, trust and care at Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
At Prevea, we do things differently because we're led by doctors who specialize in you. How do we do it? Let's hear from the doctors just like me who practice at Prevea.
At Prevea Health, we're led by doctors
who really care about you. That's why our patients
are always treated with patience.
And the first treatment we prescribe
is kindness.
Purveya Health, Dr. Led, specializing in you.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball has been brought to you in part by Sitco. Miller Lite, it's Miller time. Usinger's famous sausage. Usinger's and baseball, it's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance, Menards, Purveya Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Fleet Farm, Woodman's Food Markets, Pumps Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, Built for Us, Carbless, a premium ready-to-drink cocktail, Island Resort and Casino, Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Pottawatomie Sportsbook, Cedar Crest, Wisconsin Biofuels, and Wisconsin Laborers District Council. Before we continue, gotta explain what happened to that last batter and the strikeout and the hit helmet. There was no interference by the catcher. The interference came from the pitcher. I should say the hitter, Jake Bowers. And the run that scored in Jake Frelick on what looked like a ball that got by the catcher.
Right.
Didn't happen, Lee.
Yeah, so Jake Bowers on the swing hit Pinto on his backswing with the bat in the back of the helmet. And so what Ryan Addington determined was that was batter's interference. And so instead of a wild pitch that allows the tying run to score and the winning run to get to third and would have also allowed Bowers to get to first, he called batter's interference. That's a dead ball. The strikeout stands
exactly
at that point in time, and obviously the runners have to go back to their bases.
Exactly, and that's the way he called it, and that's the way it happened. And what we thought, or what I thought anyway, was a foul ball was the bat
right
hitting Pinto,
that's
the catcher.
Right. That's right. And it was, you know, it's confusing because at the time, Ryan Addington's putting his hands up
exactly
essentially to call time and to disallow the run. So you're thinking his call is a foul ball, but that wasn't his call. His call was the interference on Jake Bowers.
All right. What about the totals tonight, pal?
For the Rays tonight, one run on six hits, no errors. They left five. The Brewers shut out for the first time this year. No runs on three hits, no errors, and six left on base. Ryan Pepiot is the winner. He was very good tonight. He is now 3-2. The loss goes to Bryce Wilson, who was also very good tonight for the crew. He falls to 2-1. Jason Adam collects the save, his first of the season. It took 2 hours and 31 minutes in front of 20,395 here tonight at American Family Field.
I still can't get over that one. I really can't.
2 days in a row where an interference call didn't go the Brewers' way. And non-call yesterday and the call today.
Yeah, and this one tonight, which would have certainly tied the game at least and gave the crew a great possibility to win, didn't happen. Well, that is the bottom line. Tampa Bay gets the win, and tomorrow we have game two in the series getting underway with the Menards pregame show at 6:05, and then to be announced by Tampa Bay against Freddie Peralta for the crew. Until then, this is Bob Uecker along with Lane Grindle and Ken Sommerfeld inviting you to stay tuned for Lane and the postgame show, Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show. Once again, the final score tonight, and hey, you got to give credit where credit is due. Tampa Bay made a first inning run stand up in the final. Tampa Bay Rays 1 and the Brewers nothing. So long, everybody. You are listening to the Brewers Radio Network presented by American Family Insurance.
Suit up for the $800,000 Sports Car Series at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s, or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, five times the entries on drawing days, and with the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Pottawatomie. For more details, visit paysbig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Spring fishing is finally here, and Fleet Farm has everything you need to reel in more fish this year. Upgrade your gear with the best brands like Rapala, Berkley, and St. Croix. Find exclusive flicker sheds you won't find anywhere else, starting at $12.99. Get rod and reel combos starting at only $24.99. And shop our wide selection of fishing line that starts at just $4.99. Land top fishing gear and everything else you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm.
No matter where you're headed, Citgo is a good place to start. Whether you're off to the ballpark, dog park, or amusement park, driving range or drive-in theater, Saturday morning soccer or Sunday brunch, Citgo top-tier tri-clean gasoline gets you where you're going and keeps your engine running cleaner and smoother along the way. Whether you're traveling near or far, when you start with Citgo, you're good to go.
When you're a working mom like me, time is precious. Between soccer practice, dance classes, and music lessons, I barely have time and energy left for dinner. But I found a nice little pick-me-up for dessert. Cedar Crest cake pints, like cherry cheesecake. Now I can have my cake and ice cream, too. It's easy, and you know it's delicious because it's Cedar Crest. It's the homemade taste that you don't have to make at home. Look for it in the frozen food section of your local grocer. And remember, if you've got a big family, better get more than just one.
Back with you from American Family Field. The Rays win it 1-0 over the Brewers here tonight to take game one of this series. This is the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee is about to change what it means to bet big, bet bold, with a huge video wall seating for over 200, an expanded food menu, and more. The new Pottawatomie Sportsbook is the ultimate sports fan experience. The state-of-the-art venue opens on May 3rd. Well, Ryan Pepiot was really good tonight for the Rays. Six innings of shutout baseball, and the Brewers shut out for the first time this season in 2024 with a tough 1-0 loss here at the hands of Tampa Bay. Let's take a look at some other scores around baseball tonight. In Chicago, the Twins take down the White Sox 3-2. Cubs winners in New York by a final of 3-1 over the Mets. Pat Murphy is sitting down with the media right now, so let's listen in to the Brewers manager and see if he has some more on the play that was near the end of this game in the bottom of the ninth.
Huh?
Here's Pat Murphy.
Back to Arizona. You got school. Violin.
Yeah.
All right, guys. What do we got?
Murphy, can you just kind of explain to us what you saw in that play and what the umpires told you?
Umpires said they have to call it. It's backswing interference. You know, I'm not a rules expert, but the rule says that if on a swing on a third strike, the backswing interferes with the catcher catching the ball, then you can call backswing interference. That backswing happened after the ball was already past him. So in my opinion, that's a bad call. They made a mistake and they changed the game. And, you know, I'd like to know. I'm not going to act like I know everything. But that's what it says in the rule book. I can read it to you. And if it says on a third strike, if the backswing impedes the catcher from fielding the ball, I'm sure they call it also when he's trying to throw to second base and it impedes him from throwing to second base. But them telling me they have to call it no matter what, the ball was already at the backstop. So why would you, or the ball was clearly past the catcher. It tied the game in the ninth and put another runner on third base with one out. Okay, so like, or I don't know, would that make it two outs? But we're going to an extra inning, okay? So they clearly changed the game, and they were adamant that's how it's called. But the rule book doesn't say that, unless I'm really reading out of a different rule book. Okay, so the rule book clearly says that, and I believe they got it wrong, but there was no question in their mind that they got it right. That's what hurts me is that they didn't, you know.
They didn't come together and talk about it or anything.
It's nothing else to talk about. Yeah. Nothing else to talk about.
Yeah. What do you think of Chris Wilson's the way he commanded issues in the first inning? Did he
Yeah, I mean, the first inning, he wasn't very good, and he showed tremendous resiliency and came back and gave us six innings. And, you know, real credit to him, man. Real credit. He was great. Hudson was great. McGill was incredible. And, you know, we deserve to at least be still playing right now.
Barb, offensively, just not much pressure on Pepio. What did you see from...
No, he's really good. He's really good. So he's his fastball has lift. You know, I don't know the numbers, but the fastball has tremendous lift. He can attack the zone. His cutter, whatever, effective enough off of that, and his changeup was outstanding. So all the credit to Pepio. He was brilliant tonight. We didn't have a great. Approach, but a lot of times a great approach is due to a pitcher being great. You know what I mean? Or a non-great approach pitcher, and he was really good. William Contreras tonight, you know, line drive he hit that got caught in the ninth inning. The other line drive hit he had, the way he caught a game at the gem, he got Wilson back on track. The way he navigated, the way he threw runners out. I mean, again, established himself as an elite level player.
Pat Murphy clearly frustrated and for good reason following tonight's tough 1-0 loss to the Tampa Bay Rays. And you heard him talking about William Contreras. So that was one of the really impressive performances behind the plate that you will see. He was so good tonight, and he took three different pitches, one that got a piece of his neck, another one that got a piece of his wrist on a foul ball, and then, of course, another one that got his left kneecap and stayed in there and threw out a couple of runners. Contreras, very special again here tonight. Hey, the crew and their pitching staff tonight had 10 Ortho ASAP strikeouts. Start healing faster with Ortho ASAP. Meet with a specialist today and learn more at orthowisconsin.com. We're going to come back, give you the rest of the scores around baseball tonight on the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show. 1-0, the Rays over the Brewers tonight on the Brewers Radio Network.
Whether upsizing, downsizing, or just right-sizing, the Addison Jones sales team wants to get to know more about your home selling goals. Our real estate pros take pride in building lasting client relationships. If you're thinking of buying, selling, or building in the next 12 months, we're here to help. Addison Jones and Signature Homes by Addison Jones, your helping hand in real estate. Call Addison Jones, then
call the Movers.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. An emergency fund is a special kind of savings you set aside for emergencies and emergencies only. Who should have one? Everybody. And why should you have one? In a word, security. Did you know that today, more than half of the adults in America, 147 million of us, can't even afford a $1,000 emergency? I recommend socking away at least $1,000 and eventually building up to 3 to 6 months of household expenses. You want to keep your emergency fund somewhere easy to access, like a savings account, and not in the stock market, thank you very much. Look, we can't avoid bad things happening, but we can work to make sure that when that never gonna happen to me thing does happen to one of us, we are as financially prepared as we can be. That's today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money help, check out Work Money Media on YouTube or text MONEY to 88285. That's MONEY to 88285. Till next time, take good care.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
Somebody help! My house? It's in disrepair!
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew. Thanks, property doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
Back with you on the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show. Brewers fall to the Rays by a final of 1-0 here tonight at American Family Field. Some drama in the ninth inning, but ultimately the umpires calling Jake Bowers for batter interference, and that's a dead ball at that point in time. So the strikeout holds, and the run that had come across in Sal Frelick to tie the game has to return back to third base, as Willie Adames also had to return back to second base. That was the call, and there was contact on the backswing on Rene Pinto, the catcher for the Rays. Ben Murphy earlier was talking about his side of it, feeling like the ball had come completely past the catcher well before the backswing engaged the catcher. And so, I mean, it really wasn't a part of the play at that point in time, but everybody can interpret it the way that they want. Let's just jump into some other scores around baseball tonight, shall we? Blue Jays 6-5 winners at home over Kansas City up north in Toronto. Nationals win in South Florida 7-2 over the Marlins. No game in Detroit between the Cardinals and the Tigers. They were postponed due to rain today. And the Yankees, after their big offensive showcase Saturday and Sunday here at American Family Field, they get shut out by Grayson Rodriguez and the Orioles 2-0 tonight at Camden Yards. Dodgers leading Arizona 2-1. That game's in the top of the third. Reds out to a 4-1 lead in San Diego over the Padres. Also, that game in the top of the third. Philadelphia on top of the Angels 3-2 in the bottom of the third out in Anaheim. They're in Oakland between the Pirates and the A's, tied at 1 in the top of the fourth. Atlanta no score at Seattle, top of the fourth inning as well. Well, for every Milwaukee home run, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin donates $100 to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee. And so far this season, OAW has donated $3,500 to Hunger Task Force. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. It's also time for a home run distance recap. And William Contreras, earlier this year with that blast in Pittsburgh of 448 feet. Home run distance is brought to you by SVA, celebrating 50 years of serving people better by providing clients with measurable results. 1-0, the Rays win game one of this series over the Brewers. We're back with more. We'll jump into the highlights of it after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
A weather radio should be considered an important piece of your family's safety plan. It's an automated 24-hour emergency source, which is a reliable way to receive weather alerts and information about a storm, tornado, or flood in your area. And if you lose power, these radios have a battery backup. NOAA Weather Radio All Hazards Awareness Day is Wednesday, May 1st. As a Weather Ready ambassador, I suggest taking time to learn how these radios work, whether you are inside or out on your boat or camping. The Wisconsin Emergency Management website is a great place to start. Go to wem.wi.gov. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Snow accumulations will be light at first.
When you need to know what to expect from the weather,
widespread throughout the southern half of the state, we're looking at 5 to 8 inches.
You can count on the Civic Media team of meteorologists led by Brittany Merlot to track the snow and the impact.
This will be a heavy, wet, slushy, sloppy snowfall that'll be heavy to shovel.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Fans, here's your Quick Trip to the Ballpark ticket offer. Spend $200 at participating Quick Trip locations and get a free Terrace Reserve ticket to a 2024 Brewers home game. Check brewers.com/quicktrip for more details. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA. Back with you from American Family Field on the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee about to change what it means to bet big, bet bold with a huge video wall, seating for over 200, an expanded food menu, and more. The new Pottawatomie Sportsbook is the ultimate sports fan experience. The state-of-the-art venue opens May the 3rd. Well, our highlight segment will be a quick one tonight with a 1-0 Rays shutout victory over the Brewers in Game 1 of this series. They are brought to you by Prevea Health. At Prevea Health, they're led by passionate and accomplished doctors who always focus on you. Prevea Health, doctor-led and specializing in you. Bryce Wilson on the mound for the Crew tonight. It was Ryan Pepiot for the Rays. And in the top of the first inning, Wilson would hit Yandy Diaz, then walk Richie Palacios, and walk the bases loaded when he walked Randy Arozarena. So the bases were loaded, nobody out. And it was Paredes that would bounce into a 5-4-3 double play, but that would score the run. And Diaz would be the only run of this game. So the Rays would score without the benefit of a hit in the top of the first inning. And that run would hold up. Brewers didn't have a lot of opportunities. Pepiot was very good. They got a one-out single from Contreras in the first. He would then retire every batter the rest of the way, would Ryan Pepiot, until the top of the sixth inning when Joey Ortiz would line a double down the left field line. It was originally called foul. They would get together as umpires, and Brian Knight, who made the call, I think initially realized right out of the gate that he got it wrong. They overturn it, placed Ortiz at second base. He would eventually get to third on a wild pitch, but the Brewers couldn't get him home. That would end the day for Pepiot, and the Rays' bullpen would continue to make things difficult on the Brewers. Sean Armstrong would work a scoreless seventh inning with a two-out walk being the only base runner he would allow. Then Kevin Kelly would work a 1-2-3 eighth inning. And in the ninth inning, things got interesting. Jason Adam, the closer, came in. First pitch, Sal Frelick, a double into left center. Then Contreras would hit a 104-mile-per-hour liner to right that would be caught by Palacios for the first out. Adames would work a walk. A double steal of Frelick and Adames with Bowers at the plate would put them at second and third with two strikes against Bowers. Then Bowers would swing and miss, and it looked like the ball got back to the backstop, and that would score the tying run in Frelick. But home plate umpire Ryan Addington called batter interference as Bowers' backswing did hit Rene Pinto in the back of the helmet after the ball had gone past him. And so in that situation, Bowers is out, and the runners have to go back to their bags. And the next batter was Rhys Hoskins. He was hit by a pitch, and then Blake Perkins would strike out to end the game. Brewers got six solid innings from Bryce Wilson tonight. Brian Hudson, again, very good. Two scoreless innings. Trevor McGill worked a scoreless ninth for the Crew. We will come back and wrap things up on the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show. 1-0 your final. Rays over the Brewers here tonight on the Brewers Radio Network.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
A weather radio should be considered an important piece of your family's safety plan. It's an automated 24-hour emergency source, which is a reliable way to receive weather alerts and information about a storm, tornado, or flood in your area. And if you lose power, these radios have a battery backup. NOAA Weather Radio All Hazards Awareness Day is Wednesday, May 1st. As a Weather Ready ambassador, I suggest taking time to learn how these radios work, whether you are inside or out on your boat or camping. The Wisconsin Emergency Management website is a great place to start. Go to wem.wi.gov. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
Signature Homes was founded about 25 years ago. Shortly after we started our real estate business, we realized there was a need for new construction. So many times we're out showing property to buyers and they aren't finding what they're looking for. And if we can't find them what they're looking for, we need to have another option. And so we started to customize homes and really make them specific to the customer's needs. That model has grown over the years. We started with building just a few homes, and now we're building 30, 35 homes a year. We have showrooms in all of our locations. If you just want to walk in and learn more about our building company, we can do that.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pumping your tires, checking your brakes,
part of the list to get your bicycle rider ready. But don't forget to ride safe, too. Here's Green Bay biking expert Peter Flukey.
But what we forget about is that there are people out there walking, there are people out there biking. But because we didn't say to ourselves, where are those folks? You need to be looking and searching for those because it's a shared responsibility.
Flukey says responsibility includes obeying the rules of the road. But did you know bikes are equal to anything else on the road? It's true. By the way, the Green Bay area earned a bronze level, which is basically third place for being a bike-friendly community. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
SVA, a professional services company.
Get up, get out of here, and way gone.
Cannon and Dunphy, Loyal Family Renovations, Lakeland University, Lynch Automotive, Z-Bart, and Network Health on the home of the Brewers, 620 WTMJ.
If you're interested in trying out for the band, to like maybe send us something of your own that maybe that you've done before or that you've played on, make sure you look up our music so you can try to learn some of the songs before you come in to be prepared for, you know, the actual like audition. And we have a couple of shows coming up if you want to see us live. We're playing on May 10th in Duluth at the Clyde Iron Brewery and sponsored by KBFT and Net Lake. And then we're also going to be playing Musky Days in Nevis, Minnesota on July 19th, which is an actual thing. And Corey Medina actually played that last year. They headlined that. So it's and then we're also going to be part of the Minneapolis Parks and Rec Music in the Park series this summer also.
Nice.
Yeah, so that'll some be opportunities awesome. To come check us out. And then, you know, if you feel like you want to be a part of it, let us know. And we're open. So.
All right. Hey, Thomas, Christine, thank you so much. The Pretendians will be, we'll see you soon.
All right. Sounds
thanks,
good.
Guys. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, we appreciate you.
Hoo-wah. Hey, now we got another guest here. This is Jam Pack Show. Hey, we're with Christy Goforth. You are Executive Director of Bikes for Kids Wisconsin, and I'm telling you, I don't know if it's just a fade or whatever, but I've been seeing your TikTok videos the last couple, and you guys are really moving and grooving. Great videos, and wow, what a lot of work and great work you're doing. Welcome.
Oh, Bujou, nice to see you all. Thanks for having me back.
Right on. Well, it looks like you're in the warehouse, and those are some of the videos I saw, and it's just amazing. Tell us a little bit about your program and how we can support this great, great, great thing that you're doing for the community.
Awesome. Happy to. Yeah, I'm in our workshop. So this is a 12,000 square foot warehouse filled with bikes. It's not as full as it was a week ago because we're in the middle of our annual bike giveaway program. Where we give away about 2,000 bikes a year, and we get all of these bikes. So I think you can probably see some of these bikes behind me. All of these are just donated by the public. So that's actually kind of an easy way to help us. That seems like the easiest part of it all is getting these donated bicycles. And some of the quality on these bikes is just fantastic. I don't know if you can see some of these back there, but they're just great. You know, kids are constantly outgrowing their bicycles. And so we get those in. Every single bike has to be fully tuned up and made safe to ride because they are vehicles in the state of Wisconsin. And that's really a big part of our work is trying to kind of reframe the conversation around bikes, that they're so much more than just fun and recreation. For a lot of people, they're transportation.
Absolutely.
So we do our giveaway program. Then we have a bike mechanics program for middle school youth. And I was in the kind of the space where that was, where you also saw the bike stands and the workbenches. And then we do, we offer low cost sales and service. So what we found is we can't just give these bikes away and then pat ourselves on the back and be done, because they are vehicles, they need continuous maintenance. And so by having this shop here in the south side of Madison, we can offer low cost sales and service. And we often give free service to people who have our bikes.
Wow. I'm blown away. Haley, look at all those bikes. Have you seen any of the social media? I was like totally blown away with all the volunteers and the people and then the size of that, Haley.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it definitely takes a huge crew to manage and maintain all of those bikes and the donations that you guys get. It's just like so amazing to see the numbers that they come in and get donated in.
It really is. You know, I've thought so many times about like, could this organization survive, say, in like southern Iowa? Probably not. You know, it's the fact that Madison and Dane County, Wisconsin, we're just obsessed with bicycles. We have fantastic infrastructure in our community. So we have this incredible network of dedicated bike paths. So you can really commute by bike pretty easily. So it's a great community to have this in, because a lot of our volunteer work happens in the winter. And when those people aren't out riding, they love coming in here and spending time around the bikes and fixing bikes with us.
I thought I just saw a dog riding a bike behind you.
That's my shop dog. That's my dog, Milo.
Oh, I guess Milo wasn't riding the bike. Hey, we got to take a quick break. Can you hold on with us?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Awesome. Hey, this is Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. And, you know, we're with Christy Goforth, Executive Director of Bikes for Kids in Wisconsin. We'll be right back.
Stay with us. The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is often laced into illicit drugs and used to make fake versions of prescription pills. You can't see it, taste it, or smell it. Suppliers mix fentanyl into their products because it's potent and cheap, and the dealer might not even know. Keep yourself and others safe by knowing the real deal on fentanyl. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Are your remote workers putting your company at risk? Not sure what steps to take to secure your data? Hi, Mark Sommerfeld from Rimark. The Rimark team is guiding our clients through these difficult times. In fact, demand has been so high, we created an easy-to-follow guide with the 5 steps to securely work from home. It's yours free. Download our 5 steps to securely work from home now at RimarkIT.com or call 651-328-8900 for a no-cost how-to discussion.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio. This is Spirit from Reservation Dogs. Get up and listen.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Howl!
Howl!
Oh, right on. Christy joined right in, and that's awesome.
My dog wanted to as well.
Perfect. Hey, we're here with the executive director for Bikes for the Kids Wisconsin, and Christy Goforth, and thank you so much for coming on. I don't know. I'm just really excited. When I heard the first time 2,000 bikes, I almost fell off my chair, and that's really with the volunteers, you running, being the executive director, all these things have to work to do something great like that.
Yeah, it's so funny because a lot of people think, oh, I'll just donate a bicycle and they give it away. There's a lot of steps that happen in between there. And some of it is just moving bikes over and over and over, you know, as we prepare them to get cleaned, then we have to prepare them to be fully tuned up and repaired, and then giving them away and sorted and counted and sized to make sure they're going to fit our recipient. So, yeah, there's a lot of different steps involved. I wanted to show you, I hope you can see this bike behind me here. Mm-hmm. So my shop manager is putting a handle on this bike. So you can see we do a really fantastic job at trying to, if someone wants to bike and they don't have the ability, maybe they've got a physical disability or some other kind of disability, my guys do an amazing job making adaptations to these bikes to help them. So you can see this is kind of a 20-inch BMX bike, but obviously someone needs a little more help. So he's putting this handle on it, which is very cool. So someone can get out there, and someone's parent or guardian's going to get a lot of exercise as well. And then there's another one I want to show you. This is one because we had our first bike giveaway event on Saturday. And it's so as you can imagine, there's tons of kids that come out that don't know how to ride, right? And the thought is often by the parents, oh, they need training wheels. Well, you know, did you have training wheels, Robert, when you were a kid?
I don't think so.
No. Okay. I didn't either. We just had to get on it and wipe out and figure it out. Right.
Right.
Well, it really turns out that training wheels, whenever those were invented, I'm going to guess, I mean, I was a kid in the 70s, so maybe it was in the 80s when those started coming about. They really, they add to the problem, and they actually prohibit learning how to ride. Mm-hmm. It integrates this incredible crutch, and then it's very hard to pull it away. So this little bike on the stand behind me, you can see it's a little Strider bike. So you can see it has pedals.
Right.
So the better approach, if you don't have a Strider bike, is you can take the pedals off any bicycle. Because let's say the kid is 11 or 12 and they don't know how to ride. Even if you put training wheels on there, they're going to float about 4 inches off the ground because training wheels are meant for tiny bikes. Right. So really, the better approach is take away from the problem by taking those pedals away, start scooting and use it as a balance bike until you really start balancing and you feel comfortable. Then what happens, and this happened so many times over and over on Saturday, we did that with kids, and it took them literally 5 to 10 minutes to feel comfortable.
Wow.
Bikes, because we have this little gradual hill, and then we put those pedals on, and then they're just ready to go. Their feet just go up and they do their thing.
Hey, Christy, we're a radio show, so only about 4,000 people will watch this. I know you have a TikTok, and you must have a YouTube station. Can you give that out, too? Because, again, I was watching on TikTok, and I saw a couple of your videos, and I was just like, oh, my God, this is awesome.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, my TikTok is just for me, but I love putting up these bike videos. They're great. So you can find it just at Christy Goforth, and it's K-R-I-S-T-I-E. And then our YouTube station should just be Bikes for Kids Wisconsin. That's fantastic. And we really, you know, work our Facebook channel as well. So lots of good information on all those.
Well, I am just so pleasantly surprised on how you're doing. People get a hold of you across the country, too, that want to start something up like this. And I know you had talked a little bit about maybe doing some res work too. Has there anything else come up of that?
Yeah, those bikes got picked up and they got taken up up north by the Great Lakes Intertribal Council team. So they got up there and they were going to use them as an incentive program for some students, which is kind of cool. You know, I mean, sometimes it's, you know, sometimes we're just like, you know, we don't need to incentivize people. They just need bikes. But sometimes that can work really well, too, if you need that little bit of incentivization. It's amazing. Social media really is good for some things. And when it comes to an organization like Bikes for Kids, we're getting requests from all over. Just they're seeing our socials. And we got one from the Bad River Boys and Girls Club. So I had a great conversation with her, the director there, and they're on our list for hopefully later this year. If we can't pull it off probably by August, then we'll wait until the following spring. But they're going to get the bikes up there too.
Wow, totally exciting. Haley, I just totally starstruck by Christy and the great work that the organization's doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that was so cool that you mentioned the whole learning how to ride a bike, because I think I learned how to ride with training wheels. Ooh. And it did take me a much longer time to eventually get rid of those training wheels. So when you say like the balance bike and taking the pedals off, that makes a lot more sense. And I've actually seen a lot more parents kind of getting that modification to their kids' bikes, and same thing, they just learned to ride a lot faster.
Absolutely. So that's interesting. So, yeah, I never had the training wheels, but I see it all the time. And they're not helping kids balance, right? Because they're just, they know if they tip over, the training wheel will catch it, you know. And so they're not even putting any effort into balancing. So that's kind of the bigger part.
And we all know once you learn how to ride a bike, it's like riding a bike.
Good one.
It really is.
Well, hey, Christy, I just want to say thanks so much for coming on. And that's, swing back and keep in touch. I'll be in Madison. I'd like to see your, in the 7th and 8th, I'll be down there. Maybe like to see your warehouse or something. That looks really cool.
I'd love to have you come by and we'll give you a tour.
Right on. Hey, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks, everyone.
Wow, that's awesome, Haley. Mm-hmm. That is seriously, we are really blessed to have doers on our show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's of all sorts.
Right. Musicians, executive directors, doctors, clinics, actors.
Teachers. Yeah.
You're right. And God, you know, we're blessed to amplify everybody's voice out there that's doing such great work for their community. And I'm just blown away by the whole bikes for kids. I had no idea, you know, until we had Christy on the first time. And it's just, again, seeing their social media and it's just like there needs to be a group like that everywhere that we can for these kids that are less fortunate and need to get around.
Yeah, I think everybody deserves to have a bike, especially kids. But hey, we're mentioning doers, so I would love to announce some of our guests tomorrow, because we have another big show tomorrow that I'm really excited for.
Oh my God.
Right? I know. Well, joining us tomorrow, and this has not been announced yet, so if you're hearing it first on Native Roots Radio, tomorrow, the first half of the show, we're going to have very well-known musicians in our Native community be joining us, David Huckfeldt with Keith Sekola, who will be performing at the opening of the American Indian Center on Wednesday, May 1st, here in Minneapolis. So we're going to chat with them and talk about what they're most excited for come Wednesday. And then artist Marlena Miles will be on the second half with us. So also super excited. Marlena is an artist, and she'll be premiering a documentary here in St. Paul on the 10th. So make sure you're tuning in for that.
It'll be exciting. Marlene's been a big-time artist here in the Twin Cities. I know she's originally from one of the Dakotas, and she's just blown up. We have buses with her art on, you know, here in the Twin Cities. It's just awesome.
Yeah, the big is that the city of Minneapolis? One of their public transit buses is the You Are On Dakota Land. That's hers?
Yep. Yep. Very cool. Definitely. Yeah. So exciting and great work, Haley, for getting all these guests while you're working hard and I'm next.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Pat Kreitlow joins us from Up North News at 10:33. In hour number two, we talk about funding our green spaces with the Wisconsin Policy Forum. Join us.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support. WISS 1100 AM Berlin. W252 DR Oshkosh. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.